Welcome to the Goldmine Podcast. This is a show where I teach you everything I know about creating your life with purpose, health, and soul. And I believe that we do that through holistic self-expression. If you're ready to finally step into your own personal power and create the life you want, you've come to the right place. Get ready to dive into personal development through science, spirituality, leading-edge health findings, and learning through ancient and modern wisdom. And other people just like you. Because what I hope you'll find is that it's about us all. Thank you for joining me on my journey, and I'm leaving you with an invite to stay curious. Hey guys, so I'm actually recording this intro after I spoke to our guest today. And this episode itself is, it goes really deep and it gets deep quickly and it's pretty effing awesome. And we talk about kind of a lot of things. We talk about the paradox of life. We talk about her journey on how she went from $1,300 a month to over $20,000 in 3 months. And breaking patterns, energy mastery. We talk a lot about the feminine and fear. And we actually, towards the end, we get into some easy and more difficult spiritual practices. Maybe not more difficult spiritual practices, but for the more seasoned person who is taking the time to do these practices. And so there are simple ones if you're new, and there are seasoned ones if you're not. And so it's an awesome podcast. Please listen and review, and if you have any questions for either Taj or myself, everything will be in the show notes. And Taj is a shamanic, intuitive healer and spiritual life coach who has a diverse background in spiritual study. So over the last 5 years, she's learned various healing modalities that she utilizes in her work with women, which is helping them to achieve full expression, expansion, and life alignment. And as you listen through this episode, you will see that she knows what she's talking about and she has the evidence to prove it. And so welcome back again. I love you guys. And I will be seeing you on the next episode. Okay, guys, welcome back to the podcast. I have my beautiful friend Taj Savitri with me today. And we're just going to talk about her quantum leaps that she has experienced. I've known her since January. She was in one of the groups I was helping mentor, and she was one of the star pupils, I'd say. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing so good. How are you, Shanna?
I'm doing awesome. I'm good. Feeling the summer vibes. I just started creating some art, which is like giving me all the creative vibes.
Ooh, I didn't know you're an artist.
Yeah, most people don't. I'm redoing it. I'm restarting it now, so you'll see.
Ooh, I can't wait.
So I'm going to dive just straight in.
Let's just dive in. Let's just fucking go for it.
So I want to, no, I'm not going to ask that yet.
Okay.
So you had made a post recently. If you guys saw it, it was the naked post. Go check it out if you did not see that. It was amazing. Read it, please. Don't just look at her beautiful body. You wrote about how the world is ready to heal, and that there's destruction happening. And I want to speak into that because I feel like there's, we can come from that place of thinking that the world needs fixed from a very fearful place. Mm-hmm. And we can come from that from a very empowered place. Mm-hmm. And so there's like this, knowing that there's work to be done. Well, we know that we have everything that we need. That is sort of the beautiful middle way to moving forward. And I just wondered, it seemed like you had some recent breakthroughs on that. And I just wanted to see what you had to say.
Yes. So I think human beings tend to think that healing the world is an outside job. And to a certain extent, it is. We need to take action. But what it really comes down to is it's an inside job. And, you know, I'm going to dive straight into the woo because that's what I do, but, everything is a reflection. So if you're experiencing chaos and turbulence and friction internally, that's going to be reflected back at you externally. So if you're experiencing separation within yourself and not accepting and integrating all aspects of who you are, then that's again also going to be reflected in your environment. And so, yeah, I had really, you know, over the past 3 weeks of all of this fucking Mercury retrograde eclipse and whatever portal vortex that we all went through, that there is a big, suppression of the feminine. The masculine is how, you know, the primary energy that we're functioning in as a society.
I'm going to pause you.
Okay.
Could you just simply explain people who, explain it so people don't think you're talking about men and women?
Okay, just the energies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you just I'd love to hear your explanation of the difference.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So the as a masculine energy, it's not men. There's masculine and feminine energy. Masculine is it's more of like a penetrative force. It's a there's like a taking force. When you think about, you know, to be a man, and it's not necessarily about a man, but what men embody is this like get things done. It's forceful. It's very analytical. It's logical. And then problem solving. And it's more mind, right? And so to be a woman and to be in the feminine, which every individual has an aspect of both. As individuals, we carry the masculine and the feminine. So the feminine energy, if you think about to be a woman, is birth, creation, feeling into your body, feeling into your heart, nurturing, caring, receiving, and so sexuality and creation. And so our society, especially like in the US, is mostly functioning from the masculine, and it's shown up with like businesses and how hungry our culture is to take and to feel like we always need to do more to succeed or to be fulfilled and all this stuff, which is making people sick. What the world actually needs is more of the feminine. We need to nurture our environment. We need to nurture ourselves. We need to tune into our own individual needs and our bodies, and to be more in this place of connecting to creativity and to sexuality and to feel the sensuality of earth, that goes into like feeling abundance. It's just like, ooh, wow, life is so abundant. It's so juicy. It's so rich. It's so green. It's so blue. It's so full of flavor and color, and that's what it means to be more in the feminine. And so I had this really big breakthrough of, wow, there's just such a suppression by the masculine, just because it's just been a program we've been running on for so long that we just don't have awareness around it, of the feminine. The masculine is suppressing the feminine, and we need the feminine to rise. But as a culture, especially in the US, it's very it's very shameful to talk about sexuality. It's very shameful to be naked and to talk about dicks and tits and things like that. It's just like, oh my God. And it's like, okay, if we're afraid of that and that's what we're focusing on the wrong things. That's like, focusing on that stuff is not going to heal the planet. Focusing on that, like, shame and what should be more natural is not what's going to actually heal this planet. We need to be able to accept all parts of ourselves. And so
isn't it interesting that we are, and when I want to be make it very clear to all of the listeners that when I speak of this, I can speak for America, right? Mm-hmm. Other countries have different belief systems, and
totally.
It's really interesting that when we feel we feel shame and we feel embarrassment and we feel yucky about the reason that we exist.
Oh, that landed for me. Yes. Like, we didn't have clothes to begin with. Like, we're here to create. We are creatures of creation. That's why you have the dick and the vagina. It's like, to create, we have those parts because it's, life is about creation. Things are always dying and blossoming. Like, creation is just, it's the rhythm that we're in.
That reminds me, I wanted to add to what you were saying before. Mm-hmm. So, to the listeners, you guys are probably hearing this conversation. If you're not, you'll hear more of it because you're listening to this right now. But there's a huge conversation around masculine and feminine energies. And am I loud?
No, I'm fixing my earbuds.
Okay. There's this huge conversation between masculine and feminine energy. And a lot of the times, the way that it's described, it seems, and it, we can presume if we're uneducated that the masculine is evil because of the way that it's described. And that's not the truth at all. It's right. It's that the masculine has just been overutilized. It's, I could drink too much. Water is beautiful for me, but if I drink too much of it, I could get water poisoning. And so I want to make it very clear that we're not bashing masculine men, anything like that, but it's just the finding the balance between the two.
Harmony. Everything in life wants to be harmonious. And so if there's too much feminine, then it's like, we're not getting shit done. So, everything in life seeks balance. So you're right. If there's too much of the masculine, then we're not allowing ourselves to listen to what's truly going on. We're not allowing ourselves to listen to guidance. We're not allowing ourselves to connect to our surroundings and connection. We need to connect.
And too much feminine, if a person is embodied too much feminine, they're just going to be a wild person. They're not going to be able to control their emotions. They are not going to be able to finish any tasks. It's just as toxic the other way around.
Yeah, when I'm totally my feminine, I'm like, nobody can tell me what to do. I'm not, I become like this wild woman.
Yeah.
And it serves its purpose, right? But that's why it's nice to be in partnership, because you have, I'm relating to someone right now who's very masculine, and he's I get like emotional about things, and he's like very direct, and it's like, oh, okay, there we go. I'm grounded in my emotion. So it's like, that's what creates that balance. And it's really beautiful. And, again, like I said, we all have that in our environment and within ourselves to balance out. And so circling back, I think a little bit, in our environment, on this earth, on this planet, there's just an imbalance right now.
Yes, that's it. That's so simple. Like, it's just
it's so simple.
It's just an imbalance.
Yeah.
And just like if I am imbalanced, if I'm drinking too much water, right? I'm overhydrated, which is so rare, but totally possible.
Most of us are underhydrated.
Yeah.
Most of us are dehydrated. Yes.
So, yeah, maybe let me use that example. So, let's say that I'm dehydrated, I don't have enough water. The fact that I'm dehydrated, meaning I'm out of balance, doesn't mean that I don't have all the tools that I need to get rehydrated again. It doesn't make my dehydration bad. I'm just learning how to hydrate. Yeah. So this sort of segues into what I want to ask you about, because I know in my experience and in my life, learning to embody my masculine behaviors as well as my feminine, but mainly my masculine, like finishing my tasks, speaking my truth, all of these masculine things that help me create. That is what's really up-leveled my life. And I know, just looking at you and the little bit I know about your journey, and since we've met in January, you have made such drastic changes. And so I'd like you to speak about the changes that you've made and how different they were from your expectations. And then I'd like you to speak into what has been the difference in the way that you approach life within that masculine feminine container that you think helped you create your life the way that it looks now.
Yeah. So maybe I should talk about how my life is now and where it was and how it changed so quickly. So before January, I was doing social media marketing for conscious companies. I was making like $1,300 a month, and I was like, this is fine. I was just kind of surviving off of that. And also, I knew it wasn't what I was supposed to be doing. I was maybe working 10 hours a week, and I was like, fuck, this just feels like 40. It just felt so out of alignment. But I really, really resisted what was on the other side of that, which was trying something new. And it totally sucks to make $1,300 a month, and you have like payments and all these things and, whatever. And I was doing a whole bunch of psychedelic work at the time as well. And, I received a lot of insights, clarity, expansion, all of that, but it didn't actually physically change my life. And so I was finding that I wasn't integrating my psychedelic work. And so that just tends to happen, especially now, because psychedelics are kind of trendy. People go and do the psychedelics and then they keep doing it and they keep doing it, but they're not actually integrating what they learn from each ceremony. It's like it kind of gets wiped away when you're like receiving waves and waves of guidance and downloads. And it was actually when I hired my coach, Kiara, which is how I met you, Shauna. And I got really tired of being in this place of, yeah, just surviving. I was like, I just felt like there was so much more to my life and I was capable of so much more, but I needed a little more guidance and direction, which I needed more masculine energy in my life, because I was kind of like floaty and playing. And I was like, yeah, you know, whatever. And when I hired Kiara, it was a big investment. It was all of my savings. I think it was about like 5K or something like that.
Yeah, if you pay me.
And yeah, you paid in full. And at that point, it was terrifying. I was like, I've never spent that much money on any sort of coaching at all. This is actually my first time getting into coaching, and I actually also really was really dismissive of coaching. But I didn't realize the power of coaching, at least from like good coaches, right? And so I put all my savings, because that was basically all of my savings at the time, into working with Kiara. And it was this moment of just decision. I just decided that from this point on, that my life is going to change, and that if I'm making this big of an investment in myself, it was basically all bets are on me.
I feel like I love when people take these steps, and I get really curious about what's happening when they do. And so what I've noticed is that we come to this place of like, I have had enough, because
You've had
until
enough.
we've realized that, we're just going to get more of the same. And so was there a moment or moments for you that declared that in yourself?
So for me, it was a pattern that had kept coming up for me that I saw, and it was the last time I wanted to see it. And at the time, I was living with a former partner, and relationship didn't work. He moved out, and I was like, fuck, oh my God, how am I going to pay for rent? I'm working for myself. Now I have to make up another, you know, $600. At the time, that was a lot. Now it's, you know, not as much. But I had this pattern of wanting to stay, not wanting, this pattern of staying in relationships too long out of fear of not being able to financially be dependent on my own. And so it was the universe's way of saying, hey, this needs to be healed. And I was just like, oh, I'm fucking here again. And so that was my moment where I was just like, okay, I need to be self-sufficient. I need to be able to not be in this place where I feel dependent on other people. I get to create the reality that I wish to experience. And from an empowered place, because that was really disempowering when someone moves out and you're like, well, now I gotta fucking struggle and figure it out, rather than like, oh, super easy, I create that myself and this is what it's gonna look like, and just be really problem solving about it. But at the time, I felt like a victim, and I was like, no, that it's just not, it's not my flow. Like, this needs to change. And so at that point, Kiara called it hovering above rock bottom, which is actually worse than hitting rock bottom, because you'll keep going into those patterns, making those excuses, because you're like, yeah, this is comfortable, this is fine, this has just become the new normal. And for me, I was like, no, I'm really fucking spiritual, and if I feel into my body, I know that this is really out of alignment. Something here has to be healed. And yeah, so that's kind of what happened for me.
So your partner moved out. You
Yeah, he
weren't
moved
making
out.
enough for rent, and then decided to invest $5,000.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Love
That's
that.
how tired I was of it. I was like,
You're like,
yeah,
fuck
this is
it.
crazy. Fuck it. Totally. And it was if I felt this here, I guess here's how I think about it. If the universe, source, God, whatever you want to call it, is putting something into your field saying, go in this direction, go to this place, I don't believe that I'm not loved and I'm not supported. I feel like the universe isn't some asshole that's like, yeah, hey, go do this thing, go invest in yourself, or go on this trip so I can fucking rub your face in the dirt. I don't think it works that way. And so that is what really kept me, like, I had to have a lot of faith and hold, and like really hold on to that.
If, because really what I see is if you believe that the universe worked that way, you wouldn't have gotten the results that you gained.
Absolutely.
And could you speak into those results?
Yeah. So what had then happened was 1 month into coaching with her, I was feeling, I wouldn't say quite depressed, but just really lethargic and fatigued. And it was an energetic thing. It wasn't like I was sick or anything like that. It was, I kept hearing, you need to drop this client. You need to drop your last social media client. And
I remember that.
do you remember that? Yeah. And I was like, oh, I think I'm going to do something crazy. And I really sat with it and I really listened. I allowed myself to be in the feminine first and just to sit, listen, receive. Okay. And then I was like, all right, the decision is made. The decision is made. I just have to now fucking be in my masculine and do it and just decide. And yeah, I was on a call with you and our whole coaching group, and I was like, you guys, I'm gonna drop my last client. I don't have any other client. I don't have any coaching clients lined up. This just has to happen. It was like being on the edge of the cliff, and I was like, yeah, I don't really know what's at the bottom, but I hope it's good. And then I just jumped. And then what happened? I know we. And because at that point I was like, all right, I'm ready to start living, even if that feels scary. And so fear and excitement, they hang out in the same field. And so I was super excited at the same time. So I just like used that instead of the fear. I used that to fuel me. And so what had happened was, next week, signed a client for $3,000. Next week after that, another client, another client, another client, three clients in 1 week. I mean, it just kept going, kept going, and kept going, and it
Guys, it
hasn't.
just she just kept posting about wins. Like it just
Yeah.
kept coming. It's like, oh my God, it's another one. Oh my
Yeah,
God.
it was shocking for me too, because I was like, oh, this is what it. And so here's the thing. Here's the thing. You have to consciously allow yourself to be supported. You have to open up that space to be supported. And so that's what I did. I said, okay, I trust you. And I even like looked up and I spoke to the universe. I said, can't believe you're making me fucking do this, but I'm gonna do it. You better watch out for me. And then I did it. And then the next week it was just like, I was like, okay, this is real. The magic is real. It's happening. And I think a lot of that and what I teach my clients now, it's about energy mastery. It's about paying attention to where your energy is going and where it's leaking. So I could have kept festering in fear and limitation, but I was open to possibility. I was open to magic. I was open to miracles, and it just kept flowing in. And I want to say too, there is a direct correlation between self-love and money. Self, how much you love yourself, honor yourself, think that you're worthy, and how much money you're gonna make. And so that was a really big part of my work. I really thought that I loved myself, but I didn't think I was worthy of making money. I didn't think I was worthy of people giving me their money, in exchange for my offerings. And so yeah, so what had happened was I made, like, of course, $4,000 in 1 day. I've made $12,000 in 1 week. I've made $20,000 in 1 month.
What did you finish the program off with?
So in 3 months, I made 21 or 22K.
That's what I was thinking around 20. Okay.
Yeah. So that was an extreme for me, because most people make like 3,500 for it, depending on where you live, like $4,000 a month, maybe. I don't know. That's like, I think that's like a really good, decent salary. But
Yeah.
yeah, to go from making 1,500 a month, which, isn't that much, and I'm sure I could have made more if I wanted to continue working in social media marketing. But sorry, 1 second. And yeah, so anyway, sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, so you made this huge quantum leap in finances, which and for the sake of this conversation, finances is self-worth and your abundance and enjoyment of life. Now, I can hear people thinking, and this is a thought that I've had myself, There's a lot of people making a lot of money who don't love themselves. And there's a lot of people making a lot of money who don't tap into abundance. They utilize other laws and principles to accomplish this, right? And so if that's how they want to, if that's how they want to do it, then there's no judgment there. And I prefer to love my life, right? I want to love my life and make money. And I assume that everybody listening to this wants to do the same, because if money to me and what I've seen only puts a magnifying glass on what's already there, right?
Totally. So I was actually in a relationship where I didn't have to worry about money at all. We had like three houses and I could buy whatever I want whenever I wanted. I had an awesome corporate job being a fashion stylist, and I was probably the most unhappy I'd ever been in my life. But I was able to just bring in all of these just stuff. It was just stuff to me. And yeah, you can definitely do that. But I think we all want to be happy though. And so, yeah, you know, anyway, we can go further into that if you like, but.
I wrote down some questions actually. So let me look.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one thing I want to add to that too, there was like definitely a cocktail of things going on for me in regards to like how much money I was making so quickly. I really contribute a lot of that success to, I was like the only spiritual life coach, I think, kind of. Focusing on spiritual life coaching. And I think that may have been a little surprising for people. I wasn't doing business coaching. I wasn't doing empowerment or anything like that. It was kind of strange. Like, oh, you can make a lot of money helping people with healing and spirituality and energy work and, you know, things like that. And what I contribute a lot of that success to is my spiritual practice, because it created this spiritual resiliency when these thoughts and these feelings would kind of start to fester that were like, oh, are you sure you can do it? Or, you know, are you sure this is going to work? And it's like, I was taking cold showers to really, it's like this really interesting thing where it's like you lean into the pain and you get to the other side. And so I do a lot of breath work and Kundalini yoga meditation where you're doing these things. You're like, okay, I'm getting to my threshold. It's getting really uncomfortable. And then you pop and you get to the other side of it. And there's this release. And so that created this like energetic and spiritual resiliency for me, where it's like, I was able to keep my energy really focused on, you know, putting all of my life force energy onto what it is that I was calling in, not letting it leak everywhere into all of these different fears and doubts and this and that. And so that's what I talk to my clients a lot about too, is energy mastery. We're 99.9% energy. So the power of using your energy, directing it in one direction is just, it's amazing. But if you're, you know, focusing on the fear, you're focusing on the doubt, you're focusing on, you know, low self-worth and all of that, it's like, then you're spread out. You're not narrowed in and focused on that one thing that you're bringing in. It's like the universe is like, okay, this thing, it's staticky. I'm not really sure. I guess I'll give you this, but it's not quite what you wanted. So, yeah, my spiritual practice really, helped me with that.
I'd like to, in a second, dive into your favorite practices. I wrote it down so we don't forget. I want to add to the cold showers reminded me, as well as like Kundalini yoga, like any of that type of thing. It's really interesting and not so interesting once you dive into it. It's like cold showers,
like,
yoga, that is so good for the spirit and so good for the body. Like put in, like in growth of the body and the mitochondria and all of our energy and like all of these things. It's just like, no wonder, like the more that we love ourselves to love our body, we love our spirit and feel abundant. There was a question before the spiritual practices.
Where did it go?
Oh, I do. Oh, I got it.
Okay. Okay. So, cool.
You had this beautiful moment. I want to say like maybe a month ago, it was when you guys went on the Lux trip and slightly before you went on the Lux trip, and you had an Instagram story I saw and you were like, it's time for me to make a new vision board.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a great question, Shauna, because I've been really thinking about my vision board the past couple days. And Yes. So when I create my vision board, it's not even about what I physically see on there. It's about how it makes me feel. So I'm already creating that experience of what those, I guess, experiences or inspirations bring into my body. So it creates that vibration already of experiencing like being on the beach or like, being naked in the grass or, whatever it is, because I want to, for me manifesting, it's, we want to have more experiences. We learn from experiences. We, generate happiness from experiences and love from experiences. Everything is about what we're experiencing. And so, when I create my vision boards, it's about color and it's about, of course there's like a few things on there. It's like, there's like this cottage by the beach and this and that. And so that was my vision board that I had created. And I was looking at it, I was looking at it yesterday and I was like, how interesting. All of this has happened, but not in the ways that my logical mind saw it happening. So like there were these two, and I'll share with you. It's a little more personal, but I think it's pretty cool. So there were these two, so I manifested going to Burning Man this year. I
So
think I
cool.
manifest. Yeah, I know.
Be there
I can't wait to
soon.
share more about that. Totally naked. And there are these two like, it's an art structure, these two like burning, it's on fire, but it's these a man and a woman kissing. And then right next to that is Shakti and Shiva riding a horse. And then right next to that, it's like this person in meditation, and there's like a vibration like extending outwards. And I just wanted, and looking at that, I was like, what is that feeling that I want to bring into my field? And it was love and expansion. That's really what it was, love and expansion. Because Burning Man is obviously expansive, Shakti and Shiva, it's the masculine and feminine, and then this person sitting in meditation, it's expansion. And I was having this moment with this man that I've been relating to. It's like a polyamorous relationship. We call it like radically relating. It's just however we want to relate to each other. And I was talking to him about it last night. I was like, I manifested you. And he's of a higher consciousness, so he's very expanding for me. And he's also like an energy healer and a coach and stuff like that. And I was just like, and I had started talking to him and connecting with him through the subject of Burning Man. I had reached out to him and I said, hey, I have some questions about Burning Man. And then it slowly started to like, I was like, oh my gosh, it already happened. Like these pieces are just weaving together. Like I had already manifested and now I'm just meeting it. So it was just a matter of like collapsing time because it was already in the field. I had already put that there through my vision board. And then like a photo of a woman laying on her back with her. See, now I'm having a moment right here. There was a woman on my vision board laying on her back with the sun on her and her like she's naked.
Look
And
at
I was
that.
from I know now I'm totally having a moment. And it was more about embracing my sensuality and my sexuality. Not that I thought I was gonna be the woman laying in the grass naked, but I actually was that woman laying in the grass naked when I was in Maui. I was sunbathing topless and left this like mansion and it was so beautiful. And then yesterday, just posting a photo of me completely naked on Instagram, and it's like I didn't see that coming, but it came exactly how it needed to come for me to experience that expansion. And so these all of these things, the cottage next to the beach, I'm going to be nomadic in like Oaxaca and Tulum and Costa Rica. I'm like, there's that. And then all of these different things, I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. So it's like, when people create vision boards, I think they're like, I need the white Ferrari or whatever. And it's like, but maybe you manifest this like really exciting experience where this hot guy drives up and he's like got a white Ferrari and you're like, oh, that's what that
Oh,
is.
shit,
Oh,
yeah.
cool. And it's like even better than I thought, 'cause the guy's included, whatever. So yeah, I need to make a new vision board because it's just already it all of those experiences are happening and have already happened in a more magical way because I've allowed it to be magical.
Taj, if you were to, okay, shut your eyes, and I want you to imagine who you were in September. Real, if you were in September and you were like, realistically, this is where I'm probably going to be in July, where would you think? Like, what, What is the difference?
I didn't think that it was possible for me to experience everything that I wanted to experience so quickly in such a short amount of time.
And it
Like
seems to be
money,
sustained too, right?
it's been sustained. I obviously took a break from my work, I'm gonna say work, quote unquote work, the past month, but there was a higher reason for it. I wasn't calling in more clients because I actually lost a lot of followers and a client recently because of my photo. And if I had been calling in new clients, they would have been out of alignment. Like my focus shifted. And so, yeah, it has been sustained, and the more I am in my truth, the more I am loving and accepting and expressive, the more it just keeps growing. Because that's all the universe wants, is for us to just love ourselves and to express ourselves and to love others as well, and to be accepting of others. And when you're in that place of love and acceptance and beauty and abundance and expansiveness, it's like it just keeps going. It just keeps blooming, because that's the natural state of what this earth wants to do.
So it's re this whole conversation, and I'm going to speak to the listeners right now. So when you guys are, li if you're like reading all the books and you're listening to the podcast and you hear like, yeah, life gets to be a beautiful ride. We get to enjoy it all. We get to have the abundance and the love and the friends and the community and the body and the health and all the things. There's here I come back to a paradox. And so I find that when we can find our way to this paradox, this is where we can really enjoy life. And it's interesting because the more I dive into creating my life and the more I'm seeing like I am truly happy and the more I'm creating from that place, I used to, when I heard that our lives could be like this, I used to think that that meant that there was no bullshit. And now what I see is that anytime that I'm in a place of contraction, which means that there's expansion to come, anytime I'm in a place, I find myself in a place of discomfort, anytime I'm in a growth phase and it's feeling weird, I actually am enjoying it because I can get really curious and can understand that something beautiful is going to happen. And so it's not just like in my experience, again, you might be different, but it's not full just it's not full sunshine and rainbows, but it's like having fun in the dark, you know?
Yeah. Oh, dancing in the dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when you think about if life is being reflected back at us, right? When you think about the caterpillar, the cocoon, and the butterfly, there's so much there to be said about the caterpillar is who you are at the beginning. The cocoon is like when you need to come inwards, clear things, work through traumas, work through limiting beliefs, whatever it is that's needing your attention. And then you can come out to the other side, which is like when the butterfly spreads its wings, it's expansive, it's new, it's, and then it flies. It's like, whoa, there's so much symbolism in that, right? And then flowers, they start like this. They have to start like this, and then the sun hits, the light hits, this clarity hits, and then it's like boom, it opens up towards the light.
She's blooming her hands just for you
Yeah,
guys.
I'm doing like a little lotus. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so look around you, look at what is also doing that, because if we're connected to nature, we
Everything.
also everything we also need to do that as well. We seem to think that we're not part of nature. It's really interesting.
Yeah, even if somebody is in a state of pure rock bottom, they are blossoming, right? And when we, it's like, it's so funny because I know Kiara talked about this with us. I'm assuming you feel the same way, but I'll be in like a breakdown and I'll feel it. I mean, I'll feel the emotions, the sadness, the grief. And then I'll be like, ooh, what is about to come? And it's sort
Totally.
of just gets to be exciting, like enjoying the whole roller coaster, you know? Do you mind if we move forward just for time?
Totally. Yeah.
Okay, so let me look at my questions. One more question, and then I want to get into your favorite spiritual practices.
Cool. Yeah.
So the podcast, like we talked about before, it's about creating your life and teaching people how to create their lives. So I'm curious, what has been either your favorite or the most distinctive way you keep learning that has the most effect on you creating your life?
Fear.
Fear is wow, that's a surprising answer.
Fear is my biggest teacher. Fear is everybody's biggest teacher. I have my new normal now is, and you know, this goes into psychedelic work, the cold showers, the things that, you know, I'm just like, oh God, should I really be doing this? Where when fear comes up, fear is just a portal to get to know yourself better, to get to know more about what it is that you want for yourself, to get to know where it is that you're just giving your power away. And so whenever I find something that scares me, I realize, again, like you were just saying, Shauna, like when we come into this place of like, oh God, what's happening now? And you're like dancing in the dark and you're cocooning and doing all this stuff. When you can lean into it and embrace it, and so there needs to be a surrender. That's when it's like when you're at the top of a roller coaster and you're like, oh shit, what's gonna happen? I don't know, like how crazy this is gonna be. And then you surrender to what's there, what's been scaring you, and you just lean into it. It's just like, whoa, and then it gets to be fun and magical and expansive. And so in fear is the unknown. In fear is, you know, how boring would it be if we always knew what was gonna happen? And so,
like always,
nobody wants that.
No,
I know. I'd be like, God, that was just so easy. I need a challenge. We all want to come to this place of triumph. It's like, oh yeah, I did the thing. That's why we watch sports. You know, that's why people are so into sports, because it's like, I already know that team's gonna win. I know that they're gonna lose. People wouldn't be as into it. You know, we want that story for ourselves as well. And so, it's like almost as if I create that story for myself by battling all my fears. I chase my fears. And so, yeah, fear has been the biggest thing that's helped me get to this point. And I know that's going to surprise people. And they're going to be like, no. And I'm like, yeah, do it. Do the thing that scares you the most. Do the thing that scares you the most, because you're not tying up all of your precious energy into that thing. Then it frees up all of this space, all of this inspiration for you to actually do what it is that, you know, you're wanting to do to help you create the life that you want. I know, it's like opposite day. It's crazy. I know.
Son of a bitch. I got to go into my fears.
I know. It's simple. It's really so simple. We just make it hard because we're like, no, it's really uncomfortable. I don't want to go there. I don't want to do that. It's like the Pinterest quote, everything that you want is on the other side of fear. 100%. Those quotes I used to call bullshit on, but it makes sense after living that.
Mm-hmm. They're cliches for a reason.
Totally.
I had a vision. You were talking about the roller coaster, which like people just, they talk about that all the time, but you were, as you were talking about it, I was like, and like, sure, we're on the roller coaster. We're going up the big hill and we're like feeling nervous. Pretty. We're hearing the clicks. Uh-huh. We're like, what the fuck? This is, what if it breaks? I'm going to die. And the realization is like, you're strapped in, baby. You better like just enjoy.
You're supported.
You know, yeah. There's nothing that you can do about it. You're going over. And so it's,
and that's it's okay. It's okay if you barf a little bit. It's fine. Like, it's and I've had clients say to me when they do something scared, they're like, I feel like I need to throw up. Is this normal? I'm like, yeah, it's totally normal. Yes. Because it's a release. Your body is like wanting to release all of that trapped, like blah, whatever it is, you know, and that density. And so, yeah.
Some people may think that it sounds like an addiction to pain. And I beg to differ, because once we totally. Do it, like once you take a step, even if it's just like if you are not used to, you mean the listeners, if you are not used to stepping in to your fear, you can take like the tiniest step, and maybe you're fearing like telling your boyfriend that he cooks steak his steak is too raw, because you're like scared he's gonna be mad. Like, do it and tell him and see how fucking good it feels to like speak truth. And it's
actually
the exact opposite. I just took the before, so I had a coach's call with Kiara just like earlier. Cool. And then right after I messaged her about her favorite thing about you, and I wanted to share it with you.
Oh, my heart. I could just feel that in my heart already. Oh, Shauna. Oh, okay. I'm ready to receive.
So for all of the listeners, if you don't know who Kiara Mazzucco is, she is our mentor. Taj is in her mastermind, and I coach next to her in one of her groups called Bold Leap Academy. And Kiara is very high level. She's been very successful. And so what she has to say, at least to us, we respect it. And so this is like, I
I
can
love
imagine,
Kiara.
you know,
Yeah,
awesome.
we're going to Burning Man together. So she's become a really good friend. Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, so I asked her, I said, since you're working with her closely and see her as a student, can you tell me your favorite thing about her? And she said, one of the many most favorite things about Taj is how ferociously courageous she is, but in the most delicate way. I've never seen anyone lean in the way she does. It's the most incredible thing. Which goes with this whole conversation of you leaning into your fear.
Thank you, Kiara. I fully received that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into some spiritual practices. Let me look at the time. 3:01. So I have like 10 more minutes.
Great. Perfect.
Some favorite, why don't we do like one or two favorite simple practices if somebody's new, and one or two favorite deeper practices.
Simple. Let's kind of break it down. Just so let's see, because I have a lot and it always changes. So what I consider a spiritual practice in my mornings are affirmations. I look at myself in the mirror, I make eye contact with myself, and I do I am statements. So whatever my limiting belief, whatever way my ego is limiting myself, say it's like no one wants to hear what I have to say. And so I'll say an affirmation to myself in the mirror 3 times. I am well received by others. Others look forward to what I have to say. And so here's the tricky thing about affirmations. You have to say it until you feel it and you believe it. Otherwise, it's super passive spiritual
Yes.
work, right? So that's one thing that I do. That's a really important one. And then gratitude. I write down 5 different things every morning. Again, it's on and off depending on, what my flow is in the week, of what it is that I am grateful for that has not already happened.
Ah, yes.
So, yeah.
And feeling it, I'm assuming.
And feeling it. I am grateful for my super luxurious travels in Tulum. I am grateful for my Burning Man tickets. Again, that happened. So to be grateful for what is to come that has not yet come. Because you're putting that out into the energetic field that you believe that that is coming to you and you expect that to happen.
And if you are new to that practice, be very intentional with feeling like it's already happened rather than feeling like the want for it.
Yes, exactly. Because it's all about your belief. And then more advanced practices, I guess I would say, is I do Kundalini yoga and meditation, which when I say yoga, it's not, yoga is about your connection to your soul. That's it. So Kundalini yoga and meditation, it's just a lot of sitting and breath work and chanting mantras. And with the reason why, so I'm certified in Kundalini yoga meditation. And the reason why I love this work so much is because you don't have to be completely conscious of what you're doing or even fucking understand it, but it balances your chakras, it strengthens your electromagnetic field. The breath, all the prana, will clear your chakras as well. So the density, sometimes people cry when they're doing breath work, anger will come out. So it's like whatever you're holding your body that isn't allowing you to receive more, that gets cleared up. And then the chanting is also really powerful because the way you chant in Kundalini yoga meditation, it'll change the chemicals in your brain because the tongue will hit certain pressure points at the top of your mouth.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it balances the left and the right hemisphere of the brain. Okay, so there's that. And then it also kind of ties into Kundalini yoga meditation, because those who are very dedicated to the practice will wake up at 4 a.m. to do their spiritual practice and take cold showers. It's actually a part of that type of yoga.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll kind of like loop that into there. So taking the cold showers, and just to tell the listeners, it's not taking like the whole cold shower. What I'll do is take a hot shower, nice warm cozy shower, and then I'll brace myself and center myself, turn on the cold water, and just be very conscious and connect to my breath while the cold hits me, because it's going to be as if it's kind of like training when the pressures of life or this unexpected thing happens. This type of, was it hydrotherapy? This type of cold shower hydrotherapy, it shows you how you are also reacting to the things that are kind of bombarding you by life. So it's training you to sit with the intensity of feelings or a situation that's coming. It allows you to tune into your center, into your breath. And so I'll rinse off with cold water for about 30 seconds. It's also like physically good for you. I do it more for the spiritual benefits, and then turn the water off, go about my day. So all of that is more Kundalini yoga meditation. You can look up Breath of Fire on YouTube. Super simple breath work. That's a really great one.
Maybe Breath of Fire. I don't know if this is legal or not. I'll have to check it. Maybe I can like put a link in the show notes for Breath of Fire.
Yeah. Yeah. And then another practice I do is visualization. I do visualization practices. I'm a huge fangirl of Dr. Joe Dispenza.
Oh,
and girl. I know. Can we just, if you're listening to this ever, Dr. Joe Dispenza, I love you.
I know. I want to actually narrate your book, Joe. Let's talk about
this. You'd be so good at that, Shauna. Oh my God. Like, that's kind of a second career.
On Joe.
Totally. So I do some of his chakra balancing exercises through visualization, and then tuning into my heart center and just allowing myself to receive and feel love. And then also just visualizing what is something that it is that I would like to call in, or even just, you know, I know some of us have a hard time actually seeing in our mind's eye, visualizing what it is that we would like to call in. Like, some people aren't as visual. Sometimes I have a hard time when people are guiding me through a meditation and they're like, the blue river. I'm like, I can't see a river. This is okay. So then if, you know, that's not quite working, then I tune into the sensation and invite the feeling of joy or excitement or happiness or laughter. And I just allow that to just take over my body. So then again, I'm creating that vibration in my body.
And how long do you do that?
I do that for like 5 minutes. Just to like touch on it every day. It's a practice, just like all meditation. It's like, we're not used to visualizing in a very intentional way. I think we daydream, and so 5 minutes a day doesn't need to take that long. And so just, and you could do it longer. You can totally do it longer if you start to feel really comfortable and clear about what it is that you're calling in.
Thank you for all those.
You're so welcome.
I think that anything, like if we want to start any kind of a habit, just committing to a minute a day, and then if you do 20, cool, you only need to do a minute the next day. You know?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about a spiritual practice.
Just drop the hammer, right?
The thing about spiritual practice. People get really confused about, how do I do a spiritual practice? What are all the things that I need to do, and the meditations and this and that? And it's like, don't complicate it. It's really just about taking time to connect to your soul. Even if that is just sitting there 5 minutes in stillness, no noise, feeling into your body, connecting to your breath. That is all that it needs to be. And it's connecting to the light. It's connecting to the universe. It's connecting to your heart. It's just connecting to yourself. Because the second we, you know, wake up, walk out our door, we just get pulled away from ourselves. So it's just about connecting to yourself, which we all don't do enough of.
Yeah. It reminds me, as you're speaking, like, if I'm new and I'm sitting in a quiet room with my thoughts, if I'm just like getting to know myself, like, who am I and what do I think about? And then if I want to change that, I get to change that consciously. So I love that. That makes it super simple too. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
To wrap up, I want to know what is the most exciting thing for you right now. And if you have anything going on that the listeners can tap into, and I'm thinking this will be out this or next, it shouldn't be more than 2 weeks.
Cool. So personally, what's exciting to me right now is that I am getting ready to be nomadic. It's something that I've always wanted to do. Again, in September, I didn't think it was possible to travel and to do work healing and helping other women, making a living. And so I'm taking off in September 16th to Oaxaca, Mexico. And that'll be 2 weeks after Burning Man. So I have about a month to just sell all my shit and, just take flight and trust the process. Can't say that it's that scary in any way, because I feel like a part of me is like a part of my identity is already dying. So that's super exciting. And then, in about a month or so, I will have open enrollment for the Monarch Academy, which has been a channeled program. I currently have women in, Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, it's super fun. And all the women were just having like a crazy time during this whole like Mercury retrograde eclipse. I was like, all right, we're all in it. So I was like, great, this is the perfect time to do shadow work. So it's basically the work that I have personally done myself. And it was channeled, for the listeners who don't know, I'm a psychic medium. On a shamanic path. Yeah. Psychic medium. I mean, it's like weird to say, so I don't, cause you know, the whole Hollywood thing around it, but, on a shamanic path. And so I was working with the spirit of the butterfly. So taking myself through this whole transformation of like broke limiting beliefs, all of this stuff, super not connected to abundant, living the life of my dreams. But there is a journey and a path I had to take, and I had to go into the cocoon phase and do all of this deep spiritual work to create the space to receive more. And so it was all channeled. And helping women find their purpose, find alignment, work through limiting beliefs, helping them be like a big passion of mine right now, as you can tell from my nudie post yesterday, was helping women be in their fullest expression. Yeah, my nudie post. Be in their fullest expression. And to help them work through beliefs around money, mindset, and
you know what? I pulled it out because I wanted to read it.
My nudie post?
Your nudie post. It says, so not the whole thing, but you specifically mentioned women. And it said, you have been programmed to believe that you are not already beautiful, abundant, and powerful, living in your wild expression. As if you need to bend and snap to the suffocating nature of society, rules created by the head and not by the heart. Mother Earth is demanding that we rise. She needs all of you, your creativity, your sexual expression, your rebellious nature, and the flickering flame in your heart to ignite global change. Your pussy is the medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get it, girls. Yeah. So anyway, that's my offering coming up in a month. And it's already like women are, you know, leaving relationships that are not, you know, in alignment, they're quitting jobs, they're about to like, some of them are also about to travel the world, and they're held and they're safe. And it's just a really beautiful, expansive sisterhood. And I feel so honored to do this work. And yeah, so that's going to be my offering. And of course, at this moment, I'm accepting one-on-one clients as well. So
the Monarch Academy is that 3 months?
It's a 3 month program. Yeah.
Okay. So it goes deep.
We go deep, especially in month two, the cocoon phase, we go really deep.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then you're on Instagram, Facebook, or are you anywhere else?
Nope. Those are my main hangout spots.
Awesome. Was there anything else? Oh yeah. So if you wanted, if I could ask you to leave the listeners with one question to ask themselves for expansion, what would you ask? What would you tell them to ask themselves?
How do I want to experience this life?
Oh. Ooh,
Awesome. that got me too. I'm like,
Yeah.
okay.
For a second.
Yeah, I need to go hug a tree now.
I'm so glad that we did this. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shauna. It's like perfect timing. Yeah,
Am I gonna
great.
see you in September? No, you're gonna be gone, huh?
Oh, I'm too much is going to be shaking and moving at that point. I'm going to need to ground down, sell my car, and back up. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well,
Yeah.
we'll talk soon.
We'll talk soon.
I
Yeah.
love you, girl.
I love you too. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Goldmine Podcast. I ask that you share this out with anyone who might get value from this episode. And if you're looking for ways to support, please subscribe and review. And if you are not on the social media game yet, get on it. I'm the only Shauna Sudik on Facebook, and on Instagram, my handle is shauna.kathleen. And I can't wait until next time.